you are. I was worried you fell asleep.
Are your parents awake?
Okay, great. Oh, yeah, I know, but I was a bit restless and I guess I'm a bit anxious. I just kept rolling around in my bed, so I thought maybe a little stroll would do me some good. Then, after walking for a bit, I ended up near your house. So I said to myself, why not check up on him? Here I am. Come on, grab your jacket. Let's go for a walk. Isn't this nice? My parents would never allow me to go out this time of night. But the cool air feels nice. And the world's so quiet. Well, I might have snuck out. It's gonna be fine. What they know won't hurt them much. You'll be my insurance in case it gets too late. You can bug me to go home. Plus, I know that you can't see me off. So I really wanted to see my sweet boy before my departure. Sorry. Just let me have this. At least no one's here to see us. I've always wanted to just hold on to you, just cling like this to you without worrying about making people uncomfortable. Oh. Okay. Thank you. Gonna keep hugging you, okay? Sorry. I have such a selfish mommy. Yeah. At least for tonight. Let's be honest with ourselves. God, time flies by so fast. I honestly wish we had more time to do anything. Go on more dates. Play more video games. Play with each other. Try out more foods. Nap together. Sorry, I'm not acting like myself right now. It's a really big change for us, huh? I'm not really sure what to do or what to say. Happiness is what you make it out to be, and right now, I just can't help but want to be close to you. Sorry, I keep saying sorry, like the typical Canadian I am. Sorry about that. Stop laughing! I'm trying, okay? And this is not how a mommy dumb should be. Anyway. Oh, yeah, we'll be there soon. I found this amazing spot to relax at during one of my little strolls. It's up this hill. Oh, watch your step. It's not a path people usually take, so it's kinda hard to get to. Oh, okay. Oops. I'm okay. Just should have worn my sneakers, like a normal person. Almost there. There we go. Isn't this place beautiful? You can see the whole city from here. Oh, if you look right over there, you can even see my house. So, how are you feeling, honey? Do you want to talk about anything before I leave? I'll miss you too, sweet boy. Are you gonna be okay without me? There are a lot of pretty girls in this town. Try not to do anything while I'm gone, would you? Yes, I know I can trust you, my good boy. And you can trust mommy, too. We'll be fine, right? I'm always just like a phone call or Discord call away. And we can always video chat on Discord, too. It'll be like I never left. Of course. Of course I'm going to keep spoiling you. I'm going to send over gifts every now and then. Sorry in advance. You might get a ton of fun toys. Are you scared? It's okay if you're scared. Change is difficult. I know I'll be gone for a while, but I'm sure your friends can keep you company. Hey, I mean, you could even visit me sometime. Grow apart. Well, if it happens, then it happens. I won't blame you, but I don't think I'd want that. If you ever feel like you're losing feelings for me, I can understand, but I don't know if I can accept it. If there's anything I won't regret being selfish about, it's you. If you do lose feelings for me, I'll make sure that once I'm done with college, I'm gonna make you fall in love with me all over again. And you better prepare yourself, my sweet boy, because you're mine. I don't think I'll ever love someone as intensely as you. I can see you feel the same way about me. Even if you're not saying too much, your actions speak in 1,000 words. I knew you wanted to hug me. It's okay to be selfish sometimes. Everyone is. So, you, my sweet, should have the right to do the same. You always did give the best hugs. I miss this so much. You can cry if you want. I'm your mommy. You don't have to keep it together all the time. I love you because you're you. All your strengths, weaknesses, insecurities. I accept them all. Just as you have accepted me. I love you. Let's make sure to come back again when everything's over. Alright? We can even set up a small picnic blanket. Yeah, I know I don't like picnics, but I want to do this for you. Like, I'll even learn how to make your favorite lunch. And I promise I won't burn it. And then I'll have a food coma, like always. I can take a nap under the tree. Just the two of us. Mommy and her boy. Just like old times. I'll be back. I promise. I guess I am crying off. That's weird. I don't really know how to stop it. It's so dumb right now. Why am I crying? I don't want to go. I want to stay with you. I want to continue having fun every day. You're the only one that gets me. Even if I have a shitty day, you know how to make me feel better. You wrap me up in your sweet arms, your warm arms, and snuggle with me, making sure that I know that you're proud of me for every single thing I do, no matter how stupid it was. I might eat a lot, but you still have that look of amazement when we first started dating. I can act like a total nut job, but or look like a potato with bed hair. You'll still come up to hug me and tell me mommy looks wonderful. I don't want to go yet. I want to continue waking up every day knowing you're right there. I miss you. And I don't want you to lose feelings for me. I want you to love me no matter the distance. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you a billion times over. I'll be back, I promise. Just please. Please. Please wait for me. I guess I lost my composure. Sorry. It's getting late. I guess we should head back and gotta prepare for my flight. Yeah, maybe one little task for my good boy. I want you to kiss me again. You want to as well? That's my good boy. I love you. Bring you to my house. Loser has to make the winner a sandwich.